Because it was very hot that day, a regular day in this tropical country, the elephant paid a visit to a house. He had heard from somebody, or maybe from other elephants and animals, that human beings have small cooling storage rooms called refrigerators. They store everything, especially food, in refrigerators. How wonderful would it be if I could get myself inside a refrigerator, thought the elephant. The elephant knocked on the door and two young children welcomed him. There were no parents or caretakers around, and for a moment, the elephant felt a little unsure that he could communicate with the young children. However, they seemed to be excited about the visit. "Hi, elephant! What can we do for you?" asked the little girl, the younger of the two children. "I'm very hot. I'd like to cool myself in the refrigerator," said the elephant shyly. The two children looked at each other. Then the boy nodded and said, "I sometimes poke my head or arm inside the refrigerator. It's very refreshing. Perhaps we can try and do the same for the elephant, even for just a moment." The girl agreed. "That's fine with me." The children led the elephant inside the house and tried to fit him into the refrigerator. The refrigerator itself was quite full. There were several eggs sitting on a small rack, wedged among packets of instant seasonings. On the top shelf, a bag of uncooked chicken had to share its space next to bags of sausages. On the middle shelf were bananas and apple pieces, as well as a leftover slice of birthday cake from their next-door neighbor. There were bite marks on the cake, plus a box of grapes. On the bottom shelf, there were vegetables. And on the door shelf were rows of drinks, bottles of preserved lemon and fruit juice, as well as cans of soda. Both children tried to empty the refrigerator by taking out all of its contents, hoping to put the elephant inside it. They did their best, but only the tip of the elephant's trunk could fit inside the refrigerator. Their next step was to remove all the shelf dividers from the refrigerator until it was entirely empty. After they had done this, they pushed the elephant inside the refrigerator once more. The elephant coiled its trunk, but still they could only manage to put a little bit of his head in, no matter how hard they tried. "The elephant's too big," said the boy desperately. He was the type of boy who had always been certain of his ability to do anything he wanted. Yet this time, he had to face reality. This task was too much. The girl was quiet for a moment, then came up with an idea. "Perhaps we should cut him up into little pieces so we can put his entire body into the refrigerator." The girl probably came to that conclusion when she remembered how her mother had once cut a papaya into chunks to fit a small bowl. "We should try that," thought the boy. For a while, both children were busy cutting up the elephant. First, they tore off and sliced his forelegs, then his tail, then his head, before moving on to his wide ears and long trunk. The elephant's belly was still too big to fit inside the refrigerator, so they cut that up into 20 smaller chunks. To be honest, it was rather exhausting work for two young children. However, it all paid off when they finally managed to fit chunks of the elephant's body inside the refrigerator. First, they laid down two of his ears inside the refrigerator, then several chunks of its trunk. They placed his tusks side by side in the spot where bottles were usually placed in a row. They cut the elephant's head into 8 pieces and the girl arranged them into a neat pile inside the refrigerator. Soon, the refrigerator was chock full of the elephant's cut-up body. Not all the pieces made it inside, though. A large pile was strewn all across the floor of the house. "There's no space left," said the girl. The boy nodded. It was time for them to give up. The elephant's body was too big for their refrigerator. They spent the next few minutes in silence, staring at the chunks of the elephant's body, both inside the refrigerator and those left behind on the floor, until the girl realized something. "I think we've killed the elephant." Her words were infused with a kind of sadness. "That's true," said the boy. "But at least we've succeeded in placing parts of his body inside the refrigerator. That must make him happy." "Yes, he must be happy, or at least parts of him are happy." The girl no longer felt sad. More than that, the two young children will always remember that day as their happiest day, because they had succeeded in making the elephant happy. At least, they made parts of his body happy. "I think it's far more important to make him happy," said the boy. "There's no reason for him to leave if he's not happy." The girl nodded in agreement, smiling joyfully.